The Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk, Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got the horticultural guru who is going to be the chef today, Kristen Hildebrand. She's Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so yesterday you talked about growing spinach.
Yes.
All right, and I said spinach is good on a pizza. It is. Spinach is good in lasagna. Spinach is good on a sandwich or in a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it cooked as a green, too.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I like it cooked as a green. Maybe serve with some hard-boiled eggs.
Okay. See, I never had a lot of cooked spinach growing up, so I don't know if that's...
I don't care for cream spinach, okay, but that's... But I do like cooked spinach. So.
I see. I might like the cream because that's basically cream.
It's cream spinach. Yeah. It's
different kind of texture.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not much for me. Okay. All right. So, but I don't really like cream corn or anything. But anyway. I love milk. Okay. We're digressing here. All right. So, get sidetracked on Friday.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about apple spinach salad. Go.
So the reason, Chris, why I love this recipe so much is that it pairs apple with the spinach.
And I know you love apples, and I do too.
Yes, I love apples. They're also offered as a seasonal product that you can find. And it seems like right now in the fall, that's all I crave is apples and some pumpkin. So apple spinach salad is what we're talking about right now. And this is a plated up Kentucky Proud recipe that you can find at every local extension office. Just give us a call or we can make sure to email that over to you. But Chris, here's the ingredients that you'll need. So we talked about yesterday about growing your own spinach. So if that's an option, you can actually harvest it from your own garden in the backyard and, you know, clean it up real good. And serve it with this particular recipe, or you can check it out at the local farmer's market buying your spinach there. So you only need about 5 ounces of fresh spinach. Again, remember that you go ahead and wash the greens really good, run it through a salad spinner, and make it a part of your dish here. You'll also need 4 large Gala apples. That's a really good apple. It's sweet. It's also good when it's eaten just by itself raw. To this recipe, you'll also need 2 ounces of sharp white cheddar cheese. You're going to go ahead and shred that up. And to this recipe, you'll only need 1/2 cup of slivered almonds. You can toast it if you want to kind of bring out that almond flavor. And you'll also need 1/2 cup of golden raisins. Now, what I like about this recipe is that it also gives you the wet ingredients for the dressing. So to make the dressing, you'll need 2 tablespoons of honey. You can find that from a local beekeeper. And 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of dry mustard, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. That'll pair nicely with your apples. And then 1/4 teaspoon of finely chopped garlic. So, again, the first step is washing all your greens. Tear it into small pieces. I know sometimes people don't really care for the stems on their spinach, but I'll leave that up to you as the cook. Go ahead and core and chop your apples into bite-sized pieces. And do not peel, so that way you leave on some of that good fiber or part of your apple. Now, the next step is you're going to mix together your spinach, your apples, your cheese, almonds, and raisins. And in a small bowl, you're going to stir together your dressing ingredients and pour over your salad mixture. Now, I like to put it into like a little mason jar because I find it really fun just shaking up the mason jar with all the wet ingredients. But you know, some people like to mix it or whisk it. You know, I'll just leave that up to you guys. But go ahead and toss and serve. And again, if you want to toast your almonds, you can spread your almonds evenly on a small saute pan over medium-high heat for about 30 seconds and then stir and continue to heat those almonds for additional 3 to 5 minutes, stirring often for even browning. Remove from the heat when the almonds are fragrant and turning the golden brown around the edges, and then you can immediately pour those almonds into a dish to cool. So you can, you know, toss it with that as well. Now, this recipe is going to yield about 10 one-cup servings, very low in calories, only 150 calories, 6 total grams of fat, so just really, really good for you. So we're going to post this apple spinach salad from the Plated Up Kentucky Proud recipe up on our Facebook page at Get the Scoop Radio Show. So if you want to check it out, we'll post it there, and you can let us know if you try it at home yourselves.
All right, Kristen, we'll appreciate that. Folks, look for the apple spinach salad on the Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page. Well, that was easy for me to say. Well, folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobney Dye and Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.